Hey everybody, it's Amanda. Welcome or welcome back to the Park Ridge Presby Podcast, the message podcast of Park Ridge Presbyterian Church in Park Ridge, Illinois. We would love for you to experience a Sunday morning with us, or you can always connect with us on social media. We are Park Ridge Presby on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. We hope this message inspires your faith to make a difference for you every day.
That was so great. I mean, they actually did what we practiced. That's what Coach Mike said to me after my son's basketball team won their game last weekend. Coach Mike and Andy and I, we have our sons on a third, fourth grade basketball team, and believe it or not, they actually won a game, and part of the reason they won is because they did what we practiced. In the second half, it was unbelievable. Play after play, we were like, we talked about that, and they did it. And it was so awesome. Now, it's not just coaches, it's teachers, instructors, and conductors that love to see when their students or their players or their people in the programs do what they learn and then put it into practice. It's all these things, when these happen, it's just so great because we know that when we put things into practice, it matters a lot. And it's not just coaches that want to see what they teach go into practice. It's actually God as well. God teaches us things that God hopes will actually impact us. God hopes that what we learn about God's love will actually change how we live. And what that looks like for God, and what that means for us, is that God wants to see love IRL. Or in other words, to see love in real life. Because what God wants for us is to have times and places where what we learn from God and what God wants for us actually translates into real life things for us. And in particular, one of the things that that looks like is love. Now, love at its core is something that we kind of know and something that we also have struggles to define and to put into action. But what God wants for us in that regard is to see love lived out in everyday ways with concrete actions. And that's what it looks like, and that's what it means for us to have love in real life. Now, we hear this, and we might be thinking to ourselves like, oh, this is really important because Valentine's Day is coming soon. And regardless of whether Valentine's Day is coming up or not, putting love into action, love into real life, is really important for our relationships. It's really important for the people in our lives because it's how we show that they matter to us. It's how we show to them that we care about them. And it's how God wants us to live in these ways. Now, we know that this is how God wants us to be, and this is how God wants us to live, because it's how Jesus talked about it. Jesus put it this way, love one another as I have loved you. Now, when Jesus said this, Jesus was reminding us that the way that God wants us to live is to live as Jesus lived, and the way he taught, and the things that matter to him. And so when we can remember that this is how he wants us to live, that's how we are supposed to go forward. Now, to love one another as Jesus has loved us is a very important thing for us to keep in mind. And it's the inspiration for how God wants us to live. Now, the fact of the matter is that Jesus has been an inspiration to many people to put love into real life. But there was a particular person who was deeply inspired to put love into real life. And that was a guy named Paul, who really then went on to write about the experiences that he had. Now, Paul was one of the first century followers of Jesus who was deeply inspired by God's love as seen in Jesus. And Paul was so inspired by what God did in his life and how God changed the world through Jesus that he wrote about it. And he wrote it down, and what Paul wrote then survived these thousands of years later, and it can be an inspiration for us as well. Now, Paul particularly was writing to a lot of people, some of whom he knew and some whom he didn't, but one of the groups of people he wrote to were the people in Rome. It was the first century followers of Jesus that were there in the ancient city of Rome, the capital of the Roman Empire. And believe it or not, back then, they were struggling with the same things that we are today as well. They had other struggles too, but some of the same that we have. And one of their struggles was understanding how to put love into real life. Now, in particular, they were learning about what God's love looked like because they were learning that God had sent Jesus to be with us, to be the Messiah, as they would have said, to bring salvation to the world. But then, as they were learning that that impacted not just what they believed about who God was, but then it translated into how they wanted to live and how God wanted them to live. And they needed help. they needed guidance. And so Paul wrote to them about what that would look like. And what he wrote then became the letter to the Romans that we have in our New Testament. And when we look there, we can find more of the inspiration of what Paul left for them and then survived to come to us today. I mean, not only did what Paul inspire people then, but it continued to inspire people, and that's one of the reasons why we still have it today. Now, Paul was very good about explaining to people that they were loved by God and God had given them unconditional love, but then Paul didn't leave it there. He said then, in another way to say it, that love needs to become real and in real life, concrete actions. And Paul wrote to them about what this looks like. And here's what Paul wrote. He wrote, "Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers." Paul wrote this about what it means to love, but Paul wrote actually a whole lot more as well. And we'll take a look at some of those things in the weeks to come. Now, Paul wrote this to his friends in Rome because he knew they needed help. And in particular, they wanted some guidance from him because they trusted him and believed that he had something helpful for them to learn. Now, when you take all of that into consideration, you could just one by one list it out and have a better sense of how to make love become real for other people in your lives. But looking in the midst of all of that, there are at least three things that Paul outlines in his teaching there about what it means to make love in real life that can help us in particular in our lives, that can help us have a better chance to show the people in our lives how we want to love them better and make love real for them. Now, when we talk about this, we need to remember that this can apply to all kinds of relationships that we have. When we hear about love, especially in February, right, of course we kind of think about this applying to romantic relationships or marital relationships, but this also goes down into all kinds of relationships. It can be in a parent-to-child relationship, no matter how old the parent or the child is. It can be a part of sibling relationships with brothers and sisters or other family members. It translates even into relationships at work or with best friends, any kind of relationship that we care about as a place where we can show love. And in particular, what Paul teaches us and helps us to see the inspiration behind gives us a sense of what this looks like. Now, in particular, the three things that can give us the most help, I think, out of what Paul taught to his friends in Rome are these three things: to show mutual affection, to lead the way in showing honor, and be patient in suffering. These are three of the things that Paul encourages us to understand are ways that we can put love into real life. And when we look at these three, it can help us move from just talking about love to making it real in action. Now, the first one is mutual affection. Now, when we hear the term affection, we kind of think emotion. But when we think more about what Paul was talking about, it really is more about mutual appreciation. When we want to show someone that we love them in real life, we want to show them appreciation. Now, this can come in all kinds of forms. It can come in being grateful. It can become in forms of telling them in person. It can be forms of writing them notes of appreciation. But these are ways that we can make it clear to them that they matter to us, that we are grateful for what they do in our lives. This also needs to be mutual. It has to be part of a two-way street. For love to be real in our lives, for it to be a relationship that is giving to both sides, it needs to be mutual. We all know that there are ways in that relationships can become one-way streets. And if it's a one-way street, in time they suffer, and many of those end. So when we realize that it's mutual and that it's a time to show appreciation, that can help us make love in real life real for more people. Lead the way in showing honor is another one of the ways that Paul encourages us to love one another in real life. Now, we all want to have some honor in our lives and be honored by people. And I think we could all understand that being dishonoring of people is not showing love. But what Paul is actually saying, it's a higher standard. We want to lead the way in showing honor about the people that we love in our lives. Now, one of the ways that we can show honor and lead the way in showing honor to the people in our lives is by telling other people about how great the person is. Now, we can do this when they're present. It might embarrass them a little bit, but they'll know we're doing it. Or we can do this when the people aren't around. Those are two ways that we can show honor to the people that we love. Another way that we can do it is to grow to care about the things that they care about, to grow to care about the passions that they have, to adopt them and bring them into our own lives. I mean, how many times have you heard a parent or a loved one be asked, why do they love something so much, or why is it a passion? And what do they say? They say it's because somebody they loved cared about it first. Because truly, one of the ways that we honor people in our lives is to care about the things they care about, to adopt their passions and they become our own. And when we do that for the right reasons, it's one of the ways that we can show them love in real life. And there's one more, which is to be patient in suffering. Now, Paul highlights this as one of the ways to show love in real life because it's so important for us to be there with our loved ones when they are suffering, to go alongside them when they're facing struggles. Now, let me be clear very quickly here that this is not a teaching that Paul has that we need to be subject to the suffering from others to allow people to inflict suffering on us. There have been times and places where this passage has been used to make it clear that people can abuse one another. That's not what this means. What this is talking about is that we want to be with one another when we are going through suffering. That in a relationship, in our friendships, there's going to be times when people are having struggles. And we want to be patient with the people when they're going through the struggles. This means that we might tell them that it's okay, that they aren't all the way there for us when we need them. It means that they might take forms like understanding that they're going to have some struggles that are going to take time to get through. Being patient with the person as they struggle is part of this, but also being patient with the circumstances that they have is part of it as well. And when we think about what it means to be patient with one another in these times of struggle, it can be really helpful for us to do this for each other. I mean, just the other day, I had a moment where I was experiencing what it means for someone to be patient with me when I was going through a struggle. I was having a moment that was fine to have a struggle about and to kind of have a moment of self-realization that I didn't have to be the way I was acting. And I stood in the kitchen and I told my family, you know, I'm not being a good husband and a good father right now. And in that moment, my wife looked at me and said, it's okay. She was being patient with me in suffering. She wasn't telling me it's okay to stay that way. She wasn't giving me permission to continue on in the pity party kind of moment that I might have been having. But she was being patient with me in suffering because I needed someone to support me in that moment. Now, we need to remember that when we have family members or loved ones or our friends that support us in our suffering, that we need to respond in a mutual way to make sure that we're doing everything we can to get out of those places of suffering and to move through those struggles. Yes, of course, there are illnesses and other circumstances that are beyond our control, and we need to support people with unconditional love in those kind of places as well. But for many of us and in many places, we can do our part to move through and move on so that what was fine for now doesn't become a forever kind of thing. That's one of the ways that we can be patient with each other in suffering that is helpful and supportive for one another. I'm really grateful to have had a moment recently where I've really experienced, once again from my wife, what it means to feel love in real life. And what my wife did for me is a glimpse and an example of what it looks like for all of us to do for each other what God wants us to do, which is to make love real for all people, to make love in real life happen for the people that we care most about in our lives. I mean, God wants us to bring love into real life in every way we can and in every moment that we can. It isn't just third grade basketball coaches that want to see their teachings translate into real life. Most importantly, it's God who wants to see God's teachings become real for us. That they go from just something that we read about or hear about to something that actually impacts our lives. And God wants this to be true in all of our relationships, but especially the ones that matter the most to us. God wants us to not just talk about this, God wants us to act it out. God wants us to make sure that we are leading the way in showing honor to one another, that we are showing mutual appreciation and affection for the people in our lives, and that we are being patient in suffering with the people that we care most about. There are many ways that we can show love in real life, but Paul inspires us and teaches us that these are a few of the ways. God wants us to bring love into real life. So let's make love be real for as many people as we can.
Hey, thanks again for listening today. If you'd like to hear more from us, you can subscribe to this podcast or find us on Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. We are at Park Ridge Presby on all platforms.